following poems come from a set of poetry workshops in Palmer over the last few years, sponsored by the Palmer Arts Council. This year, the poetry meister was Brian Hutton. The first recording will be a set of poems, three poems, written by Ruth Ali Moore and read by Anisha Pavla.
Painting stones. We sat on the bank of the Matanuska. Flat round stones of gray encircled our camp. We must be protected, you know. Odd angled shapes of metamorphic rock stand like sentinels outside our circle all in a row. Crayons and poster paint at the ready. Brushes are in her hand. This rock looks like a bird, she said, and this an old man. I struggle with eyes that do not see the myth that is surely there. I turn the stone this way and that to get a different view. Can't you see, Grandma? It's looking right at you. A few quick strokes with brush and paint, then it's very clear stone birds do exist on the banks of the Matanuska. Clear yellow. A lemon lollipop accepted from the bank teller. The church window with a dove she draws on the back of the bulletin. Water in a mason jar as she paints daffodils. Cellophane wrap around her hidden Easter basket. A pool of spring sunlight that invites us to curl up on the rug by the cat and nap. Paper house. Things made of paper seem to take control. Birthday cards, Christmas cards, scrawled notes that say, I love you, Grandma. Old letters by the score. High five magazines, her favorite picture books, in stacks on my floor. Color paper collages, watercolor houses, rainbows, and more. Stories in spiral notebooks she illustrated when she was 4. Can't get rid of them. Not yet. Without all this paper, age 4 would be no more.
Next, we have Sally Ali reading two poems, Insight and Mountain Village Trip.
Mother insisted on professional photographs of each of us to hang on the walls of our first real house. No more renting. But why did she have to fix my hair with Shirley Temple curls? Goodness, I'm in fifth grade. Shirley Temple now plays grown-up parts, even got to kiss Audie Murphy in her last movie. But the photos are now hung in her bedroom, one underneath each other. I'll show her. I won't even look at my photo. I'll focus on Mother's picture. Wow. Now I see why Dad calls her Beau. She really is beautiful. Looks just like Rosalind Russell with her upswept hairdo. Mountain Village Trip. My urge to make cookies propels me to the village store, in spite of March winds. I don ice grippers, baklava, pull parka ruff forward, plunge into icy air. The walk downhill is punctuated by gusts when I must crouch in wide stance to keep balance. Baking supplies quickly purchased, I begin the upward path home. I go but a few steps when a grandfather gust sends me tumbling. Time slows interminably as I drift into a gully, watching myself gently light in a snowdrift, with groceries feathering down, bruised, but eggs and legs unbroken.
And next we have Helen Woodings doing two poems. The first, Grandma Chopping Kindling, and the second, a poem derived from impressions of the song You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby.
Grandma Chopping Kindling. A Photoshop memory of 87-year-old Petite Grandma Dallas confidently wielding a long-handled axe, turning dry, pitchy wood into burnable pieces. Woodshed 12 steps down from the kitchen door. She carried wood for two hungry stoves to the drafty old frame-built house. My slightly built grandma, Marietta, became a widow at age 57. No Social Security, no money coming in. Her jobs to survive were hard. First, a farmer's wife died in childbirth, leaving other children to care for. Grandma did that job. It was 40 miles from town. A year later, the hotel in downtown hired her to change beds, clean, and do laundry. Then her second son's wife left him and the three little kids, and Grandma became that caregiver. Finally, at age 65, the pension checks kicked in. My dad, the eldest son, purchased a house for her right downtown, four blocks from my house. Fond memories of helping my grandma do yard work. Laundry day started early. Needed to heat tubs of water. The gas wringer washing machine stood on the back porch. The clothesline stood 12 steps down below. She had to carry the clothes basket down the steps, past the woodshed to the line. Grandma Marietta Dallas lived to be 96. You must have been a beautiful baby. What memory did that bring? Saucy dance tune blasted from the jukebox on the school gym twice monthly. Girls danced with girls. There were not enough boys. Could not sit out. No chairs. Boys and girls wore saddle shoes. Mine were beige and brown. Skirt length below the knee. My cotton flower sack gathered skirt featured small yellow flowers on a gray background. My white dirndl blouse was a 4-H project. Boys wore tight denim jeans and T-shirts. We girls had no dates for the evening. We walked to the dance together and home together, a 10-minute walk. The tune, with the catchy words, "You must have been a beautiful baby," was often sung for fun. My mom, with her five girls, often sang it through the years. In later years, this flirtatious theme was used to compliment a lovely lady.